are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
I'm a doctor. Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey, guys. How's it going? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Great show thus far. We've got a lot of interesting stuff to talk about. Apparently, there's a cancer arthritis link. We also have some information on what's been going on with the shooting that happened in Northern California. They've come up with a, they think they have come up with a heart attack vaccine. We're talking about cancer vaccines. Now they think they have a vaccine for heart attacks. And people really feel sexier when they think they consumed alcohol. All right. So, you know, I'm sexy and I know it. So, you know, maybe they are sexier, maybe they aren't. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Also, looks like skin cancer is on the rise. This is tough as we're complaining to everybody about their vitamin D intake, telling people to maybe get a little bit more sun. We still have melanoma on the rise. However, a new report has come out saying Americans are doing not too shabby when it comes to their vitamin intake. Except, of course, for vitamin D. So if you're just as confused as I on what to do, then I think you're psychologically sound, and I think you mentally are with it. So if I'm confused, that's okay. You're confused. We'll all be confused altogether. But let's try to hash through this and see if we can make heads or tails out of this. All right? So for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, toll-free, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Of course, please follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Okay, what's going on here? Salmonella outbreak, another one. Okay, yeah, this, don't worry, it's not something you eat. This is caused by pet turtles. They say 66 people in 16 states have become ill after being infected with salmonella from small pet turtles. They say 11 people have been hospitalized. We had a turtle once. It was the most boring pet. Why would you have, you know, I'm sorry, guys. If you're going to have a pet, have a pet. Somebody you could love, somebody that loves back. I understand turtle poo-poo is a lot easier to clean up than dog poo-poo. I got that. But you can't cuddle with it. Everybody, you know, whenever we go to a friend's house, they have a turtle. They go, look, he likes this. He likes being scratched on his shell. He can't feel the shell. He doesn't like that. He doesn't want to be in a glass container. You know, he wants not an aquarium. I forgot what it's called. You know, he wants to go. He wants to run around and be with his other turtle friends, right? Leave his shell alone. Anyway, looks like multiple states are affected. Arizona, California, New York. I mean, by people that have these turtles. They say the investigation revealed that the outbreak was caused by exposure to turtles or their environments, such as water from a turtle habitat. Yeah, guys, if you need water, drink your own, not the turtles. Turtles with a shell length of less than 4 inches should not be bought or given as gifts. Yeah, don't. Yeah, no turtle, please. No. Well, we live near a lake, and so we have turtles in that lake. And so when we got a turtle, we put the turtle in the lake. And the turtle's happy. We see the turtle growing and smiling because turtles will swim underwater and then they'll come up and you'll see its head. You know, now he looks happy. He looks happy, you know, in the lake. He didn't look happy, you know, in our house. Oh, yeah, especially since we were letting him crawl around and we didn't know that the cat was loose. The cat didn't touch a turtle. It just, you know, boy, the cat was freaked out by the turtle going, what the heck is that? All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so are we doing good vitamin-wise? Let's see. It looks like the CDC says for the most part we are doing pretty darn good with our vitamin A's, our vitamin B's, such as folate, but we need to work on our iron and our vitamin D. Okay, no shock there. Of course, we don't play out in the sun. We're wearing our hats. We're wearing our long-sleeve shirts. We're wearing our sunscreen, which, again, protects us against skin cancer, which we have to do. The other study that came out today saying skin cancer rates jump over the past 40 years, and we're talking jump. You know, so, you know, we're doing what we're supposed to, but, again, we're not getting our vitamin D. Now, they say usually you'll convert as much as you need to of your vitamin D within the first 15 minutes. So sometimes I'm noticing these doctors are suggesting maybe get 15 minutes a day of the sun exposure and then plaster yourself with the sunscreen. I don't know, because any sort of sun exposure could still cause the free radicals, cause the changes in the melanocyte, which is the dark, is the cell that causes the melanin and the pigment in your skin, and, you know, could cause some chaos within the cell, therefore triggering skin cancer. However, melanoma type skin cancer. However, again, vitamin D deficiency is still big, and with black people too. All right, people think, oh, we just have to look at the white people because they're pale. No. You know, we're all deficient in vitamin D. They say also iodine. Women were deficient in iodine. Women aged 20 to 39 had the lowest iodine levels among any group, right? And they said that, of course, iodine is integral for thyroid functioning. And they actually said iron deficiency was more common in Mexican-American children, Hispanic age 1 to 5, as well as people with childbearing years. Well, I know why we're anemic. It's because our periods are all messed up. With all the hormones we absorb and consume, I mean, don't get me started on my periods. You don't even want to know. Yeah, I'm sure iron deficiency is a big issue there. But if any of you are iron deficient and you aren't having a period, like, for example, let's say you're male, that we got to make sure you don't have an ulcer. We got to make sure you aren't bleeding from the GI tract. Because if you are losing blood in that respect, you're going to lose iron. So, you know, like I said, with vitamin D, some of the doctors are saying, well, maybe let's do this. Get 15 minutes a day. Okay. This way your body can produce the vitamin D and then put the sunscreen on and the hats and the, you know, the long sleeve shirt, seek shade, wear sunglasses. I say wear sunglasses no matter what. You know, to protect against UVA and UVB, avoid indoor tanning. You want to use SPF as high as you can get, but at least 15 on up. It just, again, we're not ready to say go out in the sun. You know, you can get vitamin D from food, but I think we're going to see more and more literature saying, oops, we need some sun. We need some sun. So maybe that's the compromise. Maybe, you know, give everybody 15 minutes and tell everybody to get the heck out. I gotta tell you, that 15 minutes comes fast. All right, guys, don't go away. We got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DONALD.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. Get Seeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA. Also, a little bit later this hour, it looks like doctors are so against obesity and childhood obesity that they are already treating the fetuses. All right, kids that haven't even been born, they're already trying to treat moms with metformin, which is a diabetic medication, to help decrease, I guess, the size of the fetus and decrease its chance of having obesity. All right, really quickly, let me just tell you about this right here. All right, in the world's first trial, they gave 400 overweight pregnant women in England metformin. Now, metformin we use to increase insulin or decrease insulin resistance to assist people who have diabetes whose insulin has decreased sensitivity. Basically, what we do is we give them metformin to lower their blood sugars, increase the sensitivity to it, decrease the resistance, and hopefully improve their diabetic status. And it causes them to lose a little bit of weight because they have less appetite, etc. So now what they're hoping is that if they give pregnant women the metformin, the babies hopefully won't be obese, and the babies then won't grow into overweight adults because they think it could be programmed in the womb. I don't know if I like this at all. I don't know if I like it. Now, I can understand if you are overweight, okay, and if you are diabetic, you could give birth to a very large baby. That's called gestational diabetes. When you have diabetes in pregnancy, you could give birth to a very large baby. These babies have trouble coming out, shoulder dystocia. You can't deliver that anterior arm, anterior shoulder. Sometimes we have to break the clavicle. Sometimes we have to go for C-section. You don't want an oversized baby by any means. And so I can understand with gestational diabetes but we don't usually use metformin. We use insulin. Here, they're thinking about just non-diabetic women that are overweight to give them this medication because it'll help the insulin sensitivity of the fetus. I don't know if I'm sold on this one. I don't know if I'm sold. Let the fetus do what it needs to. You could always put the baby on a treadmill later, you know, or one of those bouncy things. All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Could you go over the positives and or the pros and the cons of spinal fusion? Thank you.
Oh, okay. Whew, all right. Spinal fusion. Well, let's maybe go back to why, and I know it's a message, so he's not live. It's a shame. I wish you were live so we could talk about it. All right. Back surgery. For the longest time, back surgery has gotten a bad rep. Okay. And, I know it's frustrating for many of you because most of us will eventually, our probably most prominent arthritic pain is going to be the back. So just quickly to review, what could happen to the back? Well, one such thing is you could have spinal stenosis, where you actually get a narrowing of areas in your spine, whether it be the neck, the low back. This causes pain, numbness, lack of coordination. You could even lose, bowel control. You could be incontinent. So when your nerves don't get a chance to work, when you have back pain, whether it be because of stenosis or more specifically, let's say a disc bulge, a herniated disc, osteophyte buildup, your surgeon is going to suggest some ways to relieve the pressure. And sometimes fusion, getting rid of the disc and fusing those bones together, does help in terms of your movement, does help in terms of your symptoms. But this is a tough one. It is a tough decision. We usually say your back surgery is after you've tried everything. Now, we've reviewed what to do with back pain, but let's quickly review it. Anytime you guys have any back issues, okay, make sure it gets evaluated. I know, you know, a lot of doctors will say, oh, you know, it's with age and, you know, you strained yourself, change your chair, do some stretches, throw, you know, a heating pad on it. No. Okay, back pain should be looked upon with the same integrity that you would with diabetes, heart disease, etc. Because back pain, indirectly could be a killer. Many of you that have back pain, you don't exercise. You can't exercise. If you have spinal stenosis, and let's say you have lack of feeling in your leg and lack of innervation, and then you start to lose your muscle mass and you atrophy, you know, you could be wheelchair bound. We I think under-treat back pain. I think we do. And I think we underutilize a lot of the physical medicine modalities that you could use. So, for example, whenever your back hurts, I always say ice. Yes, a heating pad feels good. When my back hurts, sometimes I love standing in a hot shower. But if you're having inflammation, and we always talk about this, whether you sprain your ankle, sprain your knee, you use ice. So I would get a bag of frozen peas. Get the bag of frozen peas and, you know, lean against it and ice. You could do it. There's various ways. You know, some people do it 5 minutes on, 5 minutes off, 15 minutes on, 15 minutes off. Make sure there's a barrier so you don't frostbite the skin. But you definitely want to do ice. And number two is you want to avoid anything that's causing the back pain. So if you're lifting heavy objects, if you're lifting and bending and stooping and doing something repetitive at work, you need to stop it. Because remember, pain is your body's defense mechanism, okay? Now, I like getting an x-ray. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you always like to x-ray people. Well, of course, because I kind of like to see what the back is looking like. All right, do you have some underlying scoliosis? Are you having some subluxations where the vertebrae aren't really exactly in place? They've moved over, shifted a little bit. I also like to look when we do the lumbar spine x-ray what the hips are looking like. Because if your back is cockeyed, then your hip girdle is cockeyed. And you could be slamming one leg into the sidewalk sooner than the other. So then we start to look at the hip joints and you could actually see if there's arthritis. And of course, hip bones connected to the knee bone. So you look at the knees, the feet especially. Sometimes a lot of people's back pain start at the feet. So, you know, your doctor needs to kind of look at you as a whole. All right. So I would recommend ice. Then I'd recommend having an x-ray. I'm in love with the chiropractic profession. I think chiropractors save so many people from surgery because, again, they work with your back and try to adjust or manipulate so that click, you pop back into place. Some of you can, some of you can't. Some of you are actually so arthritic and have all these osteophytes. We talked about how you make osteophytes. When you don't have that cushion of the disc between the bones and you get some bone on bone, your body tries to protect itself by making bone to move away from the other bone. And a lot of times these bones actually fuse. So you could actually have a natural fusion without even knowing it. My mid-back is fused because I used to run. And I ran on the asphalt, and I loved it, but my back is messed up. It didn't like the jarring motion. It didn't like me running on the asphalt. It didn't. All right, so we like to look at an x-ray so we know what are we looking at. An MRI is great because we could see the discs. If you have herniated a disc or if you have a tumor or something, the MRI will pick it up. It's excellent. Sometimes we even CT the bones. CTing is very good to look for fractures. If you have osteoporosis or thin bones, you could have fractured your vertebrae. So that's important. But if you don't have a fracture and you don't have a tumor, I love what the chiropractors do. The reason I love what chiropractors do is because they do a lot of physical therapy. I love physical therapy. I love massage. I think those modalities work really well for the average person that has muscle strain. You know, much of your back pain may not so much be the bones, but the muscles that are attaching to these bones. And, you know, if you're cockeyed, then one side of your back muscle is going to be strained while the other is going to be looser. And it's a very, very uncomfortable position to be in. So sometimes we'll even use muscle relaxants. But going back to the chiropractor, I just love the idea because, you know, somebody's being touched and they're being worked upon. So let's say that doesn't work. The ice doesn't work. Sometimes using moist heat, that doesn't work. The medicines don't work. The anti-inflammatories, the muscle relaxants don't work. The physical therapy, massage, chiropractic doesn't work. Well, sometimes, depending on where you are, they'll do an injection. They'll do these epidural injections or facet injections, depending on how deep into the back. They inject a little bit of numbing medicine and a steroid. An anesthesiologist or pain management doctor will do an injection. The reason being, if they increase or if they introduce some anti-inflammatory medication in the spot that's hurting, you could decrease inflammation, decrease the worsening arthritis, and maybe ward off surgery. But for some people, no, that doesn't work. So now they're faced with surgery. Well, the pros and the cons, it's hard to say because the pro is it works, the con is it doesn't work. You know, however, if you're at the point where, like, let's say you need spinal fusion because of stenosis or a major herniated disc or major degenerative disc disease, if you're in that much pain where you can't move, and you're gaining weight and you're getting diabetes, you know, there's an argument that this surgery is really needed to save your life. But if you're like, you know, I'm fine, I just have these bad flare-ups, then, you know, I would probably sit down with your spinal surgeon, whether it's an orthopedist or a neurosurgeon, et cetera, and talk about the risks and the benefits. You know, they say, I saw one site where I think they said there was like an 80% success right now. I mean, they have gotten better, a lot better. Yeah, they say 80% of people right here are satisfied with the results of surgery. You know, but again, you also have to be a good candidate. If you're not going to do the physical therapy and listen to the doctor, you could have a poor outcome. All right, great question. Guys, keep it up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
BeFreeprepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BeFreeprepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Starting today, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BeFreeprepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BeFreeprepared.com April sale starts today. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BeFreeprepared.com.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, of course, we're in horror today hearing about another school shooting, and this killed at least seven students. Well, they did find and apprehend the shooter. It's a 43-year-old former student of the small Christian university that is called Oikos University. It's located in Oakland, California. Apparently, they do a lot of acupuncture, and they teach medical sciences there. And he's a 43-year-old former nursing student. All right. He doesn't know if Pastor Jean Kim, who founded the school about 10 years ago, said the shooter was a nursing student. It was no longer enrolled. He doesn't know if the shooter was expelled, dropped out. Apparently, there were at least 30 gunshots fired, at least in the building. From what we understand, he came in Monday morning to a classroom and started shooting. Of the seven fatalities, five died at the scene. Another two are at the hospital. Three wounded victims are in stable condition. They found him and then, of course, apprehended him, and they have released his identity. Again, this just, it's crazy. You know, you go to school and you, somebody could have a beef. I don't know. We still don't know what the motive was, but that is just so, so scary. You know, I talked to you guys about the Kevlar backpacks, and I wasn't joking. I mean, maybe we need to send our kids to school with these backpacks. I mean, there is no rhyme or reason as to why these people, they go on a rampage. You know, like remember at a hair salon, there was, I guess, an ex-husband that just decided to go into a hair salon and then just start shooting people. It's like, you know, if you pick the wrong salon at the wrong time, that was on the wrong day, it was fatal for you. So I don't know how to prevent something like this. All right, for those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We were talking about a real interesting group of firefighters in Albuquerque who actually won the Mega Millions. Many people have won this, by the way. The Mega Millions lottery, so many such that, you know, the prize amount is dissipating as we speak. But these groups of firefighters in Albuquerque decided to give their winnings, which amounted to about $10,000, to their fellow firefighter who was fighting cancer. And I thought that was really cool. They went in a lotto tickets together, bought a whole bunch, won, and they're now giving the money to their buddy. That is really, really cool. Now, you got to be careful, though, pooling with people. Because did you hear about this woman in Maryland? All right, McDonald's worker Mirland Wilson from Maryland, all right, claims she has a Mega Million Dollar lottery ticket. All right, but this is very similar to the story we talked about a couple weeks ago where she bought tickets with a group, but then she also bought a loan ticket. And she said her ticket that she bought alone was the one that won. Remember I told you guys, if you buy tickets in a pool, all right, get photocopies. Get photocopies that have everybody signed saying this is the pool, this isn't our personal ticket. Anyway, workers at Maryland McDonald's who pooled their cash for this Mega Millions are furious because she claims she won, and it was a ticket for herself. So she bought one of the tickets that actually won the big payout. And from what we understand, there are three of them that will now split the $656 million. And I don't know where this is going to go. I don't know why, you know, lottery lawsuits. I don't know if there's any precedents to set for people that could sue. I mean, because how do you prove, like I said, how do you prove that that lottery ticket was yours and not the group's? But how does the group prove that that lottery ticket was theirs? You need to photocopy and you need to sign. I would probably do that. So apparently everybody's all, you know, ticked off in this group, and I'm not sure they're even cussing, and I can't read that. Oh, did you hear about that gentleman in Kansas? He bought a lottery ticket, was going home, and then he got hit by lightning. And what's so frustrated about that is all over the news last week, they were saying that you have a better chance of getting hit by lightning than winning the lottery. And he ends up going home and gets struck by lightning. Just, yeah, he's okay. He's okay. But, he proved the odds there. No, his ticket didn't win. His ticket didn't win. I know, that's such a shame. All right, for those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so very, very interesting development. Now, I talk to you guys about developments all the time. You know, oh, they're maybe coming up with this. They might have a cure for Alzheimer's. You know, and I don't want anybody to get their hopes up, but this is actually pretty darn cool. And I think it's worth talking about. They believe that they have a vaccine that can protect against heart disease. Now, I spent the previous hour, and I definitely urge you to listen to my archives or go to my on-demand button on my website so you can listen to the previous show. I went into great detail how vaccines work, you know, against bacteria and viruses, and how now basically a vaccine will incite your immunity to build antibodies to fight foreign pathogens, whether it's a bacteria like tetanus or pneumonia, whether it's a virus like polio or the flu. They're even playing around with vaccines against cancer, because if the cancer cell gives off a different protein than a regular healthy cell, these vaccines could teach the body to identify these funny looking proteins and then attack the cell that's cancerous. Brilliant move, and I think they're going to be successful. Well, then why not develop a vaccine against heart disease? Well, I think they did. They've developed a vaccine, even a nasal form, that may be on the market in 5 years after all the clinical trials, that's worked thus far in mice, where it attacks, it incites your immune system to prevent LDL, the bad cholesterol, from lining your arteries. Now, we've talked about LDL, oxidized LDL, cholesterol, triglycerides, etc. The LDL is probably what's worse for you. And if this LDL lands on your coronary arteries, it could sit there and it could plaque and it could harden and then cause a stenosis of the vessel to the point that you don't get blood flow. Or it could tear off the plaque that's hardened, could tear off the wall, cause intimal tearing. You immediately form a clot at the tear mark, but the clot is so big that it occludes the coronary vessel and boom, you have a heart attack. So if they could block the LDL from even making the plaque to begin with, can you imagine the implications for heart disease? Heart disease is still the number one killer in men and women. Hands down, bar none. The number one killer. And we take medicines, statins, we work on our diet, we work on our exercise, but people are still walking around with bad LDL, and heart attacks are still the number one killer despite all that. So if they come up with a vaccine that could train your body to block the LDL, then we prevent the plaquing and we prevent the heart attacks. I mean, it sounds good. I hope it's not too good to be true. They're also simultaneously working on another vaccine such that they just give the antibodies to you. If they don't think your body's going to make the antibodies, they have an actual antibody that they're just going to inject. The only problem with that one I see is they'll have to continually do that. You know, it can't be a one-time thing. You know, I mean, if they're injecting the antibody that will block the LDL, I mean, you get LDL every time you eat. So you need to, that would be something that would, you know, have to be continued. But we don't know. We don't know what these vaccines are going to do. We know there's a nasal form. We know that it has extreme potential. Apparently, the studies for the first vaccine I talked about that incites your own immune system, in mice, it showed 60 to 70% decrease in plaquing of the coronary arteries. That's huge. That is huge. The other one with the antibody, I believe it was a monoclonal antibody, that showed a 50% reduction. But still, any reduction in the plaque, absolutely amazing. Now, of course, they need to, again, they're still at least 5 years out, which is, again, why these medicines are so expensive. Yeah, it costs millions upon millions of dollars to produce these things. They may have the patent, and they can't do anything. They can't sell this because, of course, they have to study it still. So it's going through the clinical trials, the human trials, but they believe it may be on the market within the next 5 years. And if that's the case, we still need to do diet and exercise, but at least we have more of a fighting chance. I love it. Okay, when we come back, chocolate is expected to be gone by 2020. This is horrible. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook Anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow me on Twitter and follow me on Facebook. Lots of good stories throughout the day. Sometimes I just can't get to everything, on air. And luckily for you, because you guys would probably just, you know, pull out your hair. But, definitely go to my Facebook page. Very, very interesting stuff. I give you guys as much news as I can, but I also get a hold of some real cool looking sites that have interesting pictures. Like, for example, researchers have possibly fallen upon a picture of the iceberg that actually sunk the Titanic. Apparently, one of the rescuers on the Carpathia, remember the ship that picked up the Titanic rescuers, had taken a picture. And you see the iceberg in the background, and they think that is the one that sunk the Titanic. I mean, just really cool stuff. Really, really cool. Also, not so cool, I guess there's a book out now where O.J. Simpson, a private detective, okay, William Deere, thinks O.J. Simpson wasn't the murderer of Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman, but it was his son. and O.J. Simpson went to the scene to try to clean it up. Now, I don't know if you believe that, but it's interesting. I know people are like, April Fools. I'm like, well, no, I don't know if it's April Fools, but all right. Okay, so surprise, surprise, Octomom is going on welfare. We all knew this was coming. Nadia Suhlman, who gave birth to octuplets in 2009 and whose obstetrician has lost his license because he gave her too many embryos, now is asking assistance from the state of California. She has 14 children in total, will receive $2,000 a month that can be used only on food. All right. Now, she had swore for a long time she wasn't going to go on welfare. I mean, because people are like, why would you want that many embryos implanted if you don't have the assistance? But she said now she does need the money, and so she's, she was even posing topless, I guess, and that scared a lot of people. So she probably realized she can't make money there, so she's going on welfare. And that's, you know, that's just what happens. People decide to have babies that they can't take care of. She has 14 kids. How do you take care of 14 kids? And I think, what, single mom? She's a single mom, really? All right. But you know what? You know what, guys? We got more fish to fry. We have more fish to fry. We have a huge crisis that's upon us by the year 2020, where the consumption of chocolate will exceed the world supply. Now, this is serious. I know we talked about this a few months ago. Nobody took me seriously. Like, really, Dahlia? Chocolate? Come on. Who cares? Who cares? Think about it. I mean, think about it. No chocolate. I mean, we got Easter coming around. We got chocolate-covered peeps. We got the Cadbury eggs, those chocolate eggs. How do you celebrate Easter without the chocolate? How do you celebrate Hanukkah with the Hanukkah gelt? So apparently the development of cocoa trees is not strong enough to keep up with the world's chocolate demand. And the demand has risen by 25%. At least in the last few years. They say demand of the product will increase by roughly 5 million metric tons by 2020, according to food companies and commodity traders. While this year's supply is already expected to fall short, apparently these crops are not performing well. They say the crops are aging pretty badly. Farmers don't have a lot of tools and training. This is Andrew Peterson, the global chocolate manager for the candy company Mars. Oh, well, he better do something. I'm looking at a picture right now of these little chocolate things. Oh, I'm so yummy. They say the current trees are reported as old, fragile, and low-yielding in their crops. And in Ivory Coast in Ghana, home to the world's top two cocoa suppliers, they say dry weather and a civil war, of course, in the Ivory Coast, is hindering production, even banning exports. This is huge, guys. This is big. Now, let me see. Do they have any alternatives? They say we cut down all the trees in the tropics and only plant cocoa. You can't do that. You need the trees of the tropics. So anyway, I guess they're trying to get everybody in the world to figure this puppy out. Okay? And if you do plant new beans, it takes at least 4 years for the cocoa beans to come. So demand is increasing. There's less chocolate available. And they expect by 2020 we'll be done. I mean, this is not good news for anybody. It's just not good news. We rely on chocolate. I love my chocolate. So, I guess, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we have to plant cocoa beans in our house. I don't know. I don't know what to do. All right. We've got some quick eye news that we need to talk about. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Apparently, iPad eye. Have you guys heard about that? Well, we're not blinking when we read our iPad. And so we're developing computer vision syndrome. Yeah, there's all these new diagnoses we get now because of computers, right? We get the mouse wrist, video game thumb, texting thumb. So computer vision syndrome. We're supposed to blink about 15 blinks an hour. I'm sorry, 15 blinks a minute. And while you're using the computer or the iPad, you're only blinking about 7 to 8. Well, when you blink, you retain the moisture in your eye. You also clean your eye. And sometimes when you don't blink, you get a thin film of the dust and the crud that's around the eye that microscopically lands on it. Now, I don't think it's going to kill you by any means, but computer vision syndrome, staring at a screen long term, can give you eye strain, headaches, blurred vision, and, of course, the dry eyes. So you got to take a break. Now, one optometrist Dr. Justin Bazan, we talked about this in the previous hour, recommended a 20-20-20 rule. For every 20 minutes of screen time, you should look away for 20 seconds and stare at something that's 20 feet away. It gives your chance and eyes, it gives your eyes a chance to refresh, can reduce symptoms of computer vision syndrome. They say for desktop computer users, keep the monitor, they say, at arm's length and at the top at eye level. A downward gaze is easier than an upward gaze. That's some good news. You know, they also say, or some good advice, they also say fish oil. Fish oil helps maintain the tear production and the lubrication of the eyes. So, of course, a healthy diet. You know, no one's going to say not to. They say there's also computer glasses people could wear to reduce the eye strain. But it's tough because our jobs, so many of our jobs are relying on the computer. I mean, even me. You know, I don't know how they did radio in the olden days. They probably had to wait for the newspaper to come out. But, you know, luckily I have all this information from all over the world that I could get at my fingertips. So my computer is on while I'm doing the show. And, you know, after a three-hour show, you get strain. Absolutely. Now, in addition to this with iPad and computer vision syndrome, a warning today came out that osteoporosis drugs like Arfoxamax or Actonel, Boniva could also lead to eye trouble as well. Now, these biphosphonate medications that we use for bone density to maintain bone density and slow down osteoporosis have had some side effects already in and of themselves. They've been shown to have sometimes cause osteonecrosis of the jaw, where your jawbone disintegrates, fractures of your femur. They even think it's been linked to esophageal cancer. I think it doesn't cause the cancer in itself. I think it causes gastric upset. And with the gastric upset, you get acid coming up into the esophagus from the stomach. That acid changes the lining of the esophagus and therefore can cause cancer. So that's what I think is going on with there. They even have linked osteoporosis medications to abnormal heartbeat. Well, to put another thing on the list, uveitis and scleritis, which is inflammation of the sclera part of the eye and the iris part of the eye, uveitis. And it's treatable, you know, but it kind of, you know, gives you the heebie-jeebies to think that these medications can also affect the eye. You know, what else can these medications affect? We're talking about itises. We don't want our medicines to itisize us. We don't want any more itising. We don't, okay? Lastly, people feel sexier, right, when they think they've consumed a certain amount of alcohol. I don't know. You're not sexy. You know, it's nice to feel sexy. It is nice to feel sexy. But please, please keep your knees bolted together. You don't need an STD. That's not sexy. A whopping case of gonorrhea is not sexy, ladies. All right, guys, great show. Stay tuned tomorrow, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. You all be safe.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.